Ooh, News Talk ZB with Andrew Dickens. You know, it's a big Labour weekend, all sorts of things happening. Tall ships in Auckland, apparently they're amazing. I'm doing it this afternoon. Food festivals left, right and centre. And Megan Singleton's gone to an AMP show. G'day, Megan.
G'day. That sounds exciting, what you're going to be doing.
Yeah, it sounds exciting what you're going to be doing. I love AMP shows, and you're at the Hastings 150th Celebration AMP show.
How about that? So this is my old stomping ground, of course. So back in the day, the AMP show was the biggest excuse to get dressed up in Hawke's Bay. So my sister and I have been rolled out at a few of these shows wearing smock dresses over the years, and my cousins in their little boy ties with elastic around their collars.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you used to go to the show these days. Yeah. Gosh, the kids just wear very little of anything.
So I have to ask the question. Therefore, have you been put on the back of a sheep?
No, not me.
Oh,
I,
really?
I haven't. In fact, you know what? It wasn't until just recently that I realised that the AMP shows weren't just about the whizzy rides. Because we used to go straight in, get the obligatory candy floss and line up for the rides, whereas my cousins, who are farming people, were all there doing proper show jumping, parading. Yep. And so this year I thought, right, I'm going to really get amongst it. It's 150th, and my 15-year-old niece was leading a monstrous bull around the parade ring. I've put some pictures up of her. She's no fear at all. In fact, she said to me she'd much rather lead these big things than the calves, because at least these boys know what they're meant to do.
Yeah.
Stop with it. But have you ever seen a Charolais bull up close? 1,400 kilos.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, no, I've put a picture up. It's absolutely monstrous. Very good eating, I would
imagine. I used to go to Franklin County type things down around Pukekohe. I've been to Kumeu as well. And, of course, the Auckland AMP show, which is now the Easter show too. And what I loved about it, and coming from country stock, is, you know, seeing for a few days beforehand, you know, all the kids grooming the animals and so they looked the best, you know, and trying to keep them out of the mud.
And now they've got, like, the alpacas they walked around and the classic tractors led by the bagpipers. I mean, it's as Kiwi as a pair of gumboots. And so I did a bit of research to find out, because it's show season's just beginning, as I just discovered. So all the shows are just starting to roll out around the country. And I just thought, well, let's talk a little bit of local. We've been away overseas too much this year.
Yep.
Let's talk about the reasons to go to the show.
Well, what are they then? Come on then.
All right. So if you haven't done your Christmas shopping and you need a set of steak knives, you'll find those in the exhibition hall, along with lots of other really cool handmade products like scarves and candles and soaps. And another cousin, she's there at the show this year doing antique musical instruments made into light shades. I mean, she's just got a great little business, deer antlers and things like that into chandeliers. So you'll find some really cool product, outdoor garden stuff. And there's a whole edible garden area at this year's Hastings show. And I presume they trundle those around the country so you can buy your things.
Linda Hellinan is down there. Look out for her. There's actually a whole edible gardens festival down there.
I heard her yesterday, speaking to her, and I had just been in there as well. So it's in the same area where the Hastings Farmers Market occurs each weekend. And it was fantastic in there, really good. And so, you know, you've got your beer tasting and people are selling and, you know, all these greatest things. So it is very good for Christmas shopping, these shows.
Of course it is. The market garden culture has come, you know, the market has come into play in New Zealand. This is the original market.
And you know, really clever ideas, especially if you've just got a small little, you know, city pad, big packing boxes that are now your gardens, and you can grow a huge vegetable patch in those. Linda will be thrilled.
Yeah.
Yes.
So on your website, bloggeratlarge.com, pictures of the Hastings 150th anniversary AMP show. Have you got details about any others?
Yes, all the shows that are coming up, rolling out between now and December around New Zealand. I've put links there. And I just want to say to you, congratulations on your 300th like to your Facebook page.
Oh, has it happened?
Yes!
Finally! where have you all been? Thank you so much. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll celebrate by putting a link to your blog site on my Facebook page.
Go on,
yeah. Megan Singleton, I'll talk next week. And Murray Deek is in the studio next.
Find out what's happening on air, discuss the big issues, and get breaking news first on our Facebook page. newstalkzb.co.nz/Facebook.